In this next video, which is part of the Chinese Medicine and Your Child series, we are going to explore the stomach energy system of your child. The Chinese medicine description of stomach energy and your child is foreign to most people. Remember, in any energy medicine system, we must take into account all of the functions of an organ like the stomach, not just its physical digestion-related jobs. As you become aware of what is included in this way of looking at your child, you will see why this is so important. The stomach energy circuit, or reservoir of energy, is in charge of the digestive function of your child before, during, and after eating. But it is involved in much more than that. In a few minutes, you will come to understand why I value this perspective so much and why many other parents have found this explanation so helpful. This next figure shows the interdependence of the stomach energy and your child with the other three contributing circuits, the large intestine, the spleen, and the lungs. According to the Chinese medicine system, the topics and symptoms shown relate to the collective functions of these four organs and energy circuits as a whole, not individually. Therefore, we must look at the stomach energy and your child as part of the whole system. This subcircuit of energy encompasses real-life experiences, events, and challenges, and it is up to your child's system to balance and regulate itself. The following functions of your child's stomach energy are given according to the Chinese medicine system. These functions include the digestion and breakdown of food, the transportation of energy derived from food, the origin and formation of body fluids. There's a very strong correlation and link with the spleen, organ, and meridian. Even the processes in the mental realm of thinking and processing of one's experience, as well as accepting input coming in from the outside world, are included in the stomach energy functions. These varied functions lead to a variety of symptom patterns and conditions that can arise when the stomach energy is out of balance. Some of these symptom patterns commonly found in children are vomiting and nausea, heartburn, hyperactivity, hunger problems, distension, overthinking, weakness of the extremities. In the mental sphere, again, confusion, lack of mental stability, even altered dreaming during the night. All of these can be related to the stomach energy and possible imbalances. What strategy do I use to evaluate the presenting condition of stomach aches as they relate to the stomach energy subcircuit of your child? Because kids of school age are commonly afflicted with stomach problems, I must take into account their specific age, grade in school, environmental influences, family situation, etc. All of these factors can play a role in stomach issues. And when we use an energy medicine approach, the dynamics become more clear and understandable, both to me and to the parents and families I work with. Let's look at a specific example to illustrate this point. If we look at the scenario where an 8-year-old has chronic stomach aches, we will find that many kids develop stomach aches with no clear reason or trigger for them. If we investigate their history closely, often the onset of stomach aches can be traced to a particular event, time frame, experience, or even an illness in the past. Stress can influence digestion, and we all have had the experience of feeling queasy, achiness, or maybe some fullness before, during, or after experiencing some stressful event. The immaturity of your child's system is what can explain why the pattern may continue even long after the initiating event has passed. Another part of this equation is the multidimensional nature of the function of the stomach energy and your child. What I mean is that while digesting food is of paramount importance to your child, the taking in of his or her experience is also very important. In other words, if your child is having trouble coping or adjusting to what is happening with them in school as they interact with other students or the teacher, or how they interact with other family members, these experiences can have a direct effect on the function of the stomach energy system within their body. Another avenue for investigation would be to look at how your child feels individually about exerting their own willpower. Are they capable of standing up for themselves? This is another aspect that energetically comes from the energy center right where the stomach is located. It is called the solar plexus, and an imbalance in this area can result in stomach symptoms and issues. This can only be explained rationally using the energy medicine approach and energy-inclusive language to define this relationship. This is the reason I believe this perspective is so useful. It allows us to make correlations from among seemingly unrelated topics and to put them together into a cohesive whole explanation. This does not mean that all the answers come to light immediately. It just gives us more to work with and ponder as we try to decipher the extremely unique and varied characteristics of your child. As you can see, the example of stomach aches shows that the symptom is only the starting point of our evaluation. We must dig deeper to find the underlying cause. In fact, in my experience, your child's own system holds the answers, not some external test or procedure. It is actually quite rare for a condition or symptom to show up without some historical information that lends itself to uncovering the cause. We just have to look closely for it and be open to more than one explanation that will fit your child's situation. You can actually start this process on your own by looking at the puzzle figure above. I showed earlier and start asking yourself what other jobs the stomach energy and your child might be attending to in addition to the stomach itself. Your exploration of these questions can lead you and your child to new understandings about how your child's system works and how the holistic philosophy of energy medicine can be an asset for your child's health and well-being. Thanks for watching this episode on the stomach energy and your child. For more information, visit my website at www.principlesforparents.com. I'm Dr. Peter Honfoletti, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.